The National Abilities Center is highly vested in the Sochi Paralympics, and in part because it's a way, says Director Gail Loveland, to spread the word about adaptive sports throughout the world.
And the Paralympic movement is not just about the competitions those weeks, but about leaving lasting change in the countries that we have the Olympic and Paralympic Games, and celebrating disability and creating opportunities for accessibility and for people of all abilities to connect with each other, connect with their community, and then certainly to compete.
Two delegates from the National Abilities Center, Jess Roising and Missy Gresson, will attend the Paralympics. Roising says they'll go as cheerleaders, but also to promote adaptive sport on a global venue.
We're very excited to be able to have the athletes there that have that tie to the National Ability Center in Park City. But, you know, we're also, you know, promoting the name of the National Ability Center. We're there. We want people to know who we are if they don't already.
Loveland says there are five international athletes who've trained at the NAC competing in the Paralympic debut sport of snowboard cross.
We've got World Cups that have happened all over. We've been able to watch those athletes compete and get excited. And I would say they're very much all supportive of each other. Certainly, we're going to be rooting for U.S., but we also have athletes from around the world that have trained with us. We'll be rooting for them. And overall, I just think, especially with that new emerging sport of snowboard cross, there's that camaraderie. Kind of like women's ski jumping, to get in there, and it's in there this year, and just everybody's thrilled.
Snowboard cross was developed and facilitated through a partnership between the National Ability Center and the Utah Olympic Park. Roising says having a selection of qualified coaches nearby has pushed the sport along significantly.
They build a border cross course, and we have a great partnership with Team Utah, and they provide that elite level coaching that these athletes are looking for. So all combined, we get the program that is producing those top athletes. They actually are really great in that whatever the specs are that the adaptive athletes need to work on, they work with the team and will build those elements and really create what they need to work on.
That's Jess Roising and Gail Loveland of the National Ability Center. You can check out the Paralympics taking place in Sochi from March 7th through 16th. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.